Yes. Sophisticated. There's humor. You know, to end like this. He's just being funny. He's making fun of classical devices. My favorites are the E-flat blues from the Associated Programming Service and some others on the Associated Programming Service. He does a thing on T4II, which is very abstract and very beautiful.
Yeah, I recently listened to that. That was exceptional. That T4II, by the way, I had recently heard, and it stood out as something I wanted to include. And why don't you explain, for people that aren't familiar, what this process of transcriptions was?
Well, these transcriptions were made for background music. Associated Programming Service was the precursor to Muzak, which people remember as dentist's office music, elevator music. His manager had gotten him a contract in between shows at the Paramount Theater in New York to record a series of these. And he'd just go in the afternoon, and they were 15 minutes each. They were on, I think they were 33 and a third.
Intended for radio broadcast?
No, they weren't. They were licensed, and the musicians were paid a special scale, and so were the song owners, the publishers.
Especially low?
Of course, because they were only used for background music. They would sell the service, but they wouldn't sell discs. Mm-hmm. You couldn't buy those discs. There would be a subscription service for a department store or a hotel or that sort of thing.
Well, T4II, I mean, is associated in most people, jazz people's minds in the era with what Tatum did with it. But
yeah, that was one of his show pieces.
But
yeah.
Waller's is quite extraordinary.
Yeah, Waller had his own version of it, and so did Willie the Lion, too. In fact, one of Waller's descending arpeggios is from Willie. It's
In some of those transcriptions, he gets very loose and at times rather even introverted.
What do you mean by introverted?
Well, there's almost classical introduction to St. Louis blues.
Oh, this thing that he does. Oh, Oh, yeah. Well, he was really drunk when he was doing that recording. Gene Cedric, his longtime reed player, told me, unfortunately, he wasn't sober for 18 years. Get up in the morning and have some booze. Eventually, unfortunately, the booze caught up with him. It was a disastrous Carnegie Hall concert where he lapsed into playing Summertime for about 15 or 20 minutes. He was, though, multifaceted. You know, here's a man that was a great jazz pianist who influenced so many people, a great songwriter, a very good jazz singer, a humorist, and I think also significant, one of the first big crossover artists in those days.
It was rare for black
records. Records were sold to black people. They're called race records. They made Chinese records for Chinese people, but white people loved Fats's recordings. And the very sad thing was he had a hit show, Early to Bed, in New York. And I don't know whether it's 1943, but he couldn't stay at the same hotel with the cast. And he said to somebody, he said, these white people are buying my music. I don't know why they won't let me stay in the same hotel. Sometimes he'd get really PO'd about that.
Very nice, Michael. Mike Lipskin, thanks for sharing with us your understanding and appreciation for Fats Waller and his music.
Well, thank you for carrying the flame onto radio. It's not often that we have an opportunity to have this sort of music played anymore.
Well, you're quite welcome, and you are one of the guys who, in your work with record companies and reissues over the years, has helped make this sort of thing possible.
Well, thank you.
We've also been hearing from CDs if people want to get another little taste of your music.
Yeah, I have 5 CDs available on Buskirk Records.
So as we've heard in the 1920s, Fats Waller synthesized the best elements of East Coast and Harlem piano into a distinct style, a clean, sophisticated, personal voice that projected a strong, rocking, rhythmic bass line placed against clearly stated melody and variations. His sound caught the ear and was easily understood by popular audiences, and yet offered considerable variation, development, and refinement. So far in this series about Waller and his music, we've learned about his love for symphonic music, the organ, and the classics, his prolific composing for shows, piano, and band sessions, and in this hour, his major contributions to Stride Piano. Once again, of course, my deep thanks to Mike Lipskin for allowing me to interview and record him at his home studio in Northern California. Thanks to Mark Borowski for research and Lou Judson of Intuitive Audio for technical assistance. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, providing professional sound preservation and restoration services. Finally, yet another of Waller's brilliant, original piano showcases is 1934 Viper's Drag. That's Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.